Hey everyone, Kimberly here, Master Creatrix at Joyful Roots Botanical Wellness and Creative Alchemy. I make 100% natural, eco-conscious, health-conscious, botanical skincare, and other wellness products. I know firsthand the importance of sacred self-care for mind and body wellness, which is why I'm passionate about sharing tips, techniques, and guidance to help you bring more self-care rituals, mindfulness, and health into your day. Even more so, I want to go on a journey with you. One where together we relearn the ancient wisdom of plants and reconnect with our rootedness in our Mother Earth to ultimately be more joyful beings. Let's find more connection to our joyful roots, shall we? So I've been making some Facebook Lives on certain wellness topics recently, and I thought since I really love listening to podcasts that I might try putting those into an audio form instead, because to me, honestly, it's much more convenient to be listening to something as opposed to watching it, because I can listen in my car or while I'm doing dishes and things like that. So I thought I'd start out by tackling the topic of skincare, and I'm going to put together a series of audio recordings that talk about some of the root causes of skin problems and how we can address and avoid them. The root causes of skin problems are typically inflammation, microbiome disturbance, oxidative disturbance, blood sugar issues, nutritional deficiencies, and hormonal imbalances. I've gathered some of this information from different sources, but one of the main sources that I've been looking at is this wonderful book called Clean Skin from Within by Dr. Trevor Cates, and it is a pretty good wealth of knowledge. So some of the information that I'm going to talk to you about now is from her book, and we're going to start off by talking about inflammation, also known as skinflammation. Skinflammation is inflammation that appears in the skin, and it can be caused by both internal and external sources. Skinflammation is actually a made-up word, but it's kind of fun. Internal inflammation in your body can appear on the skin, but inflammation can also be caused by external sources, like things that we put onto our skin. And both of these can appear as itching, flushing, red spots, bumps, acne, psoriasis, eczema, infections, other skin conditions. And to address the inflammation on our skin, we want to understand what the root causes are and how we can avoid them or lessen them. So some of the root causes of internal inflammation are foods. Foods is a big one. Some of the worst offenders are sugar, alcohol, caffeine, GMO soy, and also some common allergens, which are typically gluten, dairy, eggs, corn, peanuts, and nightshades, which are like tomatoes, eggplant, potatoes. People can sometimes have reactions to those particular foods. Those are the most common. And then gut microbiome disturbances can also cause internal inflammation. And basically, that is when the bacteria in your gut or your stomach and large and small intestine gets out of balance. And that can be caused by a lot of different things. It can be caused by those food sensitivities or allergies. It can also be caused by medications you've taken. You know, things like antibiotics and other medications mess up the gut microbiome. Or if you've had some sort of major illness in your body, that like parasitic disturbances and things like that. Also, chronic disease can cause internal inflammation. And chronic disease, you know, can be caused. We don't always know all of the factors leading up to that, but we do know that genetics can play a role, and also what we put in and on our body. So, you know, those foods that we're putting into our body, if we have some sensitivities over the long term can lead to chronic disease. And scientists are kind of finding out that those gut microbiome disturbances, which are caused by the food and the medications and other things that we're putting on our bodies, is what eventually leads to chronic disease. So how can we either avoid these causes of inflammation or at least lessen them? Because we may not be able to completely eradicate them from our world. And the first place we might want to look at starting is through your internal system. We're going to call this internal soothing. So we want to avoid foods that cause inflammation, which we just talked about. If you've been tested for food intolerances or allergies, that's a really good place to start. Not all food allergies show up as serious symptoms in your body. You know, some people can have anaphylactic results from allergies, and hopefully you're not one of those people, but also they can show up with a bunch of other symptoms. It can be internal, you know, you can get a stomach ache, or like me personally, when I eat gluten, I get sore muscles, my whole body aches for like the next day, and I get really tired. But some people have external conditions that show up from food allergies, and I talked about those earlier, but those, you know, often are itching, hives, flushing, bumps. It could show up as acne, psoriasis, eczema, and other infections, and even vitiligo, which is like a skin pigmentation issue, that can be caused by food allergies. So we want to focus on eating, avoiding those allergenic foods, and also eating anti-inflammatory foods. Some of the best anti-inflammatory foods are wild-caught fish, colorful fruits and veggies like wild blueberries, broccoli, beets, pineapples, olives, and walnuts. And those, a lot of those foods are high in both omega-3 fatty acids and other ingredients or constituents like quercetin and a lot of vitamins and minerals. And then some of the great herbs that are anti-inflammatory that we can add to our foods to enhance them are turmeric, ginger, and rosemary. And also black pepper helps you absorb the vitamins and minerals that are in your food a little bit better. So black pepper is a great thing to add to your food. And then another way we can soothe our bodies is through balancing our immune response. So some of the things you might want to look at there are probiotics, omega-3s, curcumin, bromelain, and boswellia. The last three, curcumin, bromelain, and boswellia are, well, curcumin is a derivative of turmeric, and bromelain is actually, I think they often get that from pineapples. It's very anti-inflammatory. It's one of the main compounds in pineapple. And boswellia is from the frankincense tree. All of those are highly anti-inflammatory. Probiotics, if you go that route, I do think it's important for everyone to get good probiotics in their system. You want to look at the refrigerated probiotics that are live, or if you can't go with the refrigerated ones, you want the bottle to say that it's shelf stable, because there's no sense in buying probiotics that are dead, and it's kind of a waste of money because they won't do you any good. You can also get probiotics by eating organic root veggies that haven't been like scrubbed to the point where there's no you know, living bacteria on them anymore. You can eat fermented veggies like sauerkraut and traditionally cured pickles and other fermented vegetables. Kimchi is another one. So those are some other ways to get probiotics in your system. Oh, yogurt, kefir, things like that as well. And then externally, we want to soothe our skin. Really, you know, you want to look at starting with choosing non-toxic products, because the, you know, if we're constantly putting toxins into our body, then our body's not going to be able to detox. So it's not really going to matter. Like, it's still great to eat organic, but if you're slathering on lotion that's full of toxins and you're eating organic, you're really not doing yourself very good, because you're still getting all those toxins in your system. Your skin's still absorbing all that stuff, and it's just kind of counteracting all the good you're doing by eating organic. So some of the offenders that you want to look for in your products that you're putting on your skin are fragrance, and those contain endocrine disruptors. Fragrances are different than essential oils. In my products, I only use 100% pure essential oils, and that is because I don't want to put in any fragrances that might contain phthalates in their processing, and essential oils as well can have therapeutic and beneficial properties to them, so they're pretty wonderful. You want to also avoid formaldehyde releasers, and there's a bunch of these. Some of them are hard to pronounce, so do a Google search on those. The Skin Deep database is also a great place to look for information on that. And mineral oil is another thing to avoid. It's made from petroleum, not something you want to be putting on your skin. Parabens, they are known endocrine disruptors. DEA, MEA, and TEA. They should show up like that on the label. They do have longer names, which I can try to pronounce. Diethanolamine, monoethanolamine, and triethanolamine. But yeah, look for those on your labels as well. And there are other things you want to avoid, but those are the top five. So if you want to start somewhere, start with those top five things. And then we want to look at keeping our skin hydrated with a healthy barrier. And oils can be great for this, natural plant oils. Jojoba is a wonderful one, especially for a skin that's prone to acne. Jojoba is grown from the jojoba plant, which grows here in Arizona. I use it in a lot of my products, and I buy it from a local Arizona source. And it creates this wonderful barrier on your skin that helps to keep pollutants and other toxins out. It mimics the sebum of your own skin. So that's, you know, a great, great thing for skin. Also, I like sunflower seed oil. It's wonderful in moistening, and olive oil. And olive oil has a lot of anti-inflammatory properties in and of itself. And then you can use balms and salves on your skin as well. And those would just include beeswax and other butters that are going to help with creating more of a barrier. Beeswax in itself is wonderful medicine for your skin. It's protective, and it also has anti-inflammatory compounds in it. Then other skin soothers that are great for your skin are aloe vera. And when you're looking for aloe vera, you want to make sure to look at the ingredients, because a lot of the gels that are out there contain some of those toxins that we don't want to be putting on our skin. So make sure you double check the labels there. If you can grow aloe in your house, that's a great option, because you can use it fresh off the plant. I love doing that. It's come in handy so many times. Some other things are black, white, and green tea. They're super high in antioxidants. They're really wonderful for repairing our skin and, combating sun damage. and nourishing our skin from the outside in. Oats are another wonderful thing. I use oats in my Green Goddess Matcha Mint Scrub, and I powder the oats, and they become this wonderful, really gentle scrub to help slough off that top layer of dead skin, and, you know, bring your glow out for your skin. They're also very soothing and calming. They help kind of calm down any sort of like skin reactions you might be having. Chamomile and marshmallow, which I also use in my Unwind evening ritual oil. Both of those are very soothing for the skin. Marshmallow root has a mucilaginous nature to it, and that creates this like great barrier. It's very healing to the skin, and chamomile as well is very soothing and healing to your skin. And then if you're using my matcha mint dry scrub, it's comes as a powder. You can add things like, instead of just adding water to it, you can add honey and yogurt, or honey or yogurt, to that. Both of those are going to be extra soothing for your skin. Honey is wonderful for acne and just general skin problems. It's extremely soothing. It's antimicrobial. The bees know what they're doing with that stuff. It's awesome. And then yogurt has all sorts of probiotics in it, which is great, but it also is just really calming for your skin. So if you're interested in any of those products that I mentioned, my matcha mint green goddess scrub or my Unwind evening ritual oil, those can both be found at my website, which is www.joyfulroots.com. And that should be listed in the email if you're on my email list and you're getting this through my email. You can click the link. And all of my other products are also 100% natural, great for your skin, and made without any toxins. It's my passion and my mission to help you all get more health out of your skincare and your body products, and remove more toxins from your life. So thank you so much for listening to this. I hope it was informative to you. If you have any questions, feel free to email me at kim@joyfulroots.com. Also, follow me on Instagram. I'm at joyfulroots. It's really easy, and I love interacting with people there. And I hope this helped you to get some more information about what might be causing skin issues for yourself. I'm going to continue doing more talks like this that on some of the other topics that are related to the health of your skin. So stay tuned for more. Thanks for being here. Bye. The wonderful music that you heard at the beginning and now at the end of this podcast was created by Josh Woodward, who has released 180 songs of his for free to the public. And I just think that's pretty incredible. So thank you, Josh. Enjoy the rest of his music. I have to add a quick disclaimer. The statements I make in this podcast have not been evaluated by the United States Food and Drug Administration and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information that I'm providing is for educational purposes only. Please consult your healthcare professional before starting any new vitamins, supplements, diet, exercise program, any new medication, or if you suspect you might have a health problem. Thanks and be well.